Tribal Fish Commission.
Support
more information
for Packline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself!
Okay. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Talkline. I'm Diane McGachran, and substituting for Grady in the booth is Luke Jenkins. Hi, Luke.
Hello.
Okay. That's about all we're going to hear from Luke, probably. He's a more shy person than Grady, as we know.
Yeah, fair warning. I'm not as energetic as him.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for getting things set up and getting us ready to go for our show today.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're ready, willing, and able to take your calls. We don't have anyone on the line right now, so I'm going to give out the numbers, and we'll kind of turn that music down a little bit probably. And the numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. We also have an 800 number, 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. I'll read your emails over the air. You can be anonymous for both your calls and your emails. And we're going to start with John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John.
I'm the same. Okay. Good morning, everyone. How you guys doing there?
Good. Well, I think you might have your something's on that's echoing.
I'm outside. I'm away from the radio.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, yesterday I went berry picking down the road here on Hanger Lake, Hanger, because that's my favorite place. I fell in one of them floating mosses. They look like they're grass with trees on there.
Oh,
you should
wow.
have a stick, and I fell in almost to my neck, and I couldn't feel the bottom.
You're kidding.
And I was only 2-3 feet away from the road.
Oh, my gosh. Were
so
you alone?
I was talking with people, and then them things are really, really dangerous. The beaver and the muskrat swim through them floating mosses.
Mm.
They look like they're solid. I had a traditional stick I use all the time for a guiding stick. You know, they all say use a guiding stick during the wintertime. I also use that during the summertime when I'm not unsure of places.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I walked in there, and there was only a foot, and I fell in deep over my almost to my neck. I kept thinking that I kind of like backstroke. I swimming in there, and I got a hold of the other edge, and I pulled myself out.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I said, the heck with it. I ring my boots. I took the water out of my boots and went up to check my place, and there are a lot of berries there, but I want to let people know they're not open yet. they're enclosed. They're starting to bulb now. There are certain areas that emit a lot of heat and rain.
What berries?
Some of them might be ripe, but a lot of the places I went to was kind of not
yet
ripe.
Yeah.
But I want to warn people and warn your kids. Even on Hanger Lake, you should watch your kids because some of them things look like they're solid and they might want to go play, or even their dog. They're really deep, and they're dangerous. You could drown right next to the road.
Oh, my God. Were you alone?
Yeah, I was.
John.
I would have felt embarrassed if they seen me. I mean, what the heck? You know, maybe I should have. Maybe somebody would have less humorous. Wear a life jacket even on land. I think I'm thinking about that, too.
You should have had a life jacket on. That's funny.
I was going to cross the same way, and I went in the water deep again.
Uh-huh.
I tried to swim across, but my weight and my boot were pulling me down. So I went back to where I came from, and I went looked down really careful.
Yeah.
I looked at the trees. You can tell when there's kind of a solid growing.
Uh-huh.
The alder bushes, even little twigs,
yeah,
will be together. So that's your solid ground. Looks deceiving with all the grass in there. You've got to be real careful. Take an inch at a time. used a stick, and then I got through. Guess what? The one I found, the last spot, didn't even go above my knee boots. But I was on land.
Wow.
And heck with it, I didn't even bother to pull my boots out. I walked home.
Yeah. Well, gosh, I'm glad you made it out okay.
Oh, man,
and that it was
yeah.
warm enough that you didn't really have to worry about that.
Well, I was going to pick anyway, and then they were enclosed, and the bugs, they smell all that moisture on me. Boy, they attacked me like they were looking at a honeybee.
Oh, no.
So I want to warn people, please. Even on the tundra, when you are berry picking, something looks solid with grass and adjoining, it looks tempting to see all them berries. Don't try to cross there unless you really know what
yeah.
you're crossing. Because you can drown in them things, you know. They're floating moss. All they do is pull you over and then the moss will cover you up like snow. And you wouldn't even know you were there. So I want to warn people, watch your kids when they're berry picking.
Mm-hmm.
Really hard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was saying I feel like wearing a life jacket, even on land. But guess what? I'm going to be more cautious now. I did that last year. I went the wrong spot again. I did a repeat.
Oh, gosh. Well, and, thank you for, like, being willing to tell us about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and, you know, it can be deceiving
mm-hmm.
to you, to
yeah.
the eye.
Yeah.
You never know what you're stepping into.
Yeah.
And I want to warn people that berries... About a week more, I'd say. They're just starting to bulb open now. So I want to let people know in case they ask about it. Because I was curious, too.
Yeah.
And another thing I wanted to ask real quick was, you know, last week or a couple of weeks ago, they passed the government contract for the corporation to get their allocated money.
Uh-huh.
Still never heard nothing on that. I heard it being here. I don't know if it's a rumor or not, but I've been hearing it's been distributing.
Hmm.
Some of them. So we still have the corporation, BNC, ONC Corporation. It'd be nice if they could call and inform us as to what's going on, you know, because it's the stimulus package for the corporation. It's for the people, not for the corporations.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's made for.
Yeah.
And the Indians in Lower 48 were fighting about that. Whatever happened to one nation? We don't have a nation no more, seem like, in the ingenious people.
Oh.
Seem like everybody's in for themselves.
Mm.
That's.
Oh, I see.
You know, they were fighting amongst. I don't know why it was. Maybe being jealous or something. You know, we shouldn't be doing that. We're all in this together.
Oh, yeah.
And no matter who you are or what race, whatever you are, we're all in this together. The same disease had the same disease. Ain't no different. Just because of your color, skin, your nationality. It's all the same. And we should treat people as such, you know. Treat yourself as you treat others. Boy, that'd be nice. We'd have a heck of a good world.
Yes.
Anyway,
very
I want to wish
nice.
Everyone, please be safe. Wear your life jacket. And don't feel funny if you wear your life jacket on land. You just tell why you're doing that, because... You ain't going to listen to nobody. Like, I should have been listening. I should have known better, but I'm learning. We learn something every day, no matter how old we are.
Yeah. No,
life is a learning experience.
You might have needed adult supervision on your trip there.
I'm able to call here.
Yeah, me too.
I want to wish everyone a good weekend, and if you are very pickled in the be safe and watch out for a floating moss and anything you're unsure of walking. Also, watch out for bear and moose because they're around too. I never heard nothing about bears, but if people do see bears, they should inform the public as to where they've seen it so people will know where to be cautious when they're picking and stuff like that. Okay, thank you, Diane.
All right, thank you.
We've been having a nice summer, I hope.
Oh, it's good.
It's been really nice. Beats the rain.
Yeah.
When the sun came out, I looked and the sun was out. Boy, I called my relative, boy, that thing looks strange. Anyway, I want to wish everyone a good, safe weekend. Wear your life jacket. Don't drink and drive. Make sure them kids are wearing the proper life vests and stuff.
Okay.
And just be careful, everyone.
Okay, thanks,
okay, thank
John.
You, Diane.
All right.
Yeah.
Glad
Bye.
You're okay. All right.
Yeah. Bye.
All right, we're going to go to Chico from Chivac.
Yes, good morning from T-Rack, from people of T-Rack. Good morning to all.
Good morning.
All right, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Okay. Oh, there we go. I think that we're hanging up.
Yep.
Okay.
Good morning. I'm sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
It's okay. Okay, bye.
Right, bye.
All right. Okay, great. Always nice to get our greeting from Chivac. I'm going to read a quick anonymous email, and the email goes like this. Why are local jobs being hired to people who live out of the region and in the lower 48 at tribal organizations in our region? Tribal members should be asking the executive boards these questions. Thank you. Okay, thank you for your email, and anyone can email, and I'll read the email over the air. You can do that by emailing us at radio@kyuk.org. I'm going to go to Susan in Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. I just wanted to just appreciate a nice sunny day, one after another, hopefully a little longer than what we've had with the rainy spell.
Right.
Lots of stuff on the news about the mass graves with the residential schools.
In Canada.
Canada and some of it's U.S. And
yep. No, we're going to have ours, too.
Unmarked graves. And not only that, just unmarked to be known that there is graves that are being found through that ultrasound system or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, people knew about this that were students. They would notice beds and meal tables and desks becoming empty, and nobody listened to them all these years. You know, the native people knew.
Mm-hmm.
And now that it's finally being investigated, the truth coming out, and it needs to come out, and more details presenting itself. One story I heard, it's just disgusting. It's young as four, kids as young as four, mm-hmm. and having numbers tattooed on them.
Yep.
That's like Nazi camps, you know? Names, you know, numbers, as far as assimilation, that's just like, that's not assimilation. That's making them feel inferior. It's less than human.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just shocking, and more of the truth needs to come out. And I think other people are becoming aware of this too. And the families that, you know, I don't think anybody needs to say, how can they allow their children to be taken away? They were coerced, bullied, lied to. Parents and families were split up through intimidation, bullying, lied to, and all that. And history, you know, this is a history. And I just wanted to relay that the next bad thing that can happen to our kids right now is this Delta muted version of the COVID-19. I mean, younger people are landing in the hospital. And they had something on the news, on the national news, how it's really hitting the lower 48, and kids are being on ventilators. And there's no vaccine yet for kids under 12. There's no vaccine. The only way we can protect our children is to get vaccinated, us that are, you know, age 12 and up. I mean, that's the only way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're going to look back in history decades later, and people are going to say, well, how come people didn't get vaccinated? Were they bullied, coerced, lied to not get them done? They're going to ask the same questions we're asking now, but how could this happen with all these kids? And the truth is coming out that families and stuff were lied to. But now, flash forward to now, the next bad thing happening to the kids is this muted virus. And if we don't get the shots and stuff, how is it going to be explained in the history books or later on? What are we going to tell grandkids? How come people didn't get the vaccine? So now's the opportunity. I know tomorrow, I guess, is Saturday market, and they'll be giving out vaccines there with a $100 gift card. So please think of the children. Please think of what's going on now when we look at how kids weren't protected decades ago. And it's just more truth is going to come out of that, and it's going to be shocking, but the truth does need to come out. You know, years ago they talked about the sexual abuse and physical abuse, and now more stuff's coming out, and it just needs to. It needs to, because history repeats itself unless we learn from it. Other than that, have a good weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Susan.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, we're going to shift to Renee from Bethel. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning. I'm going to follow up on that Saturday market that Susan mentioned. We are having one over here at the Cultural Center tomorrow. I'm hoping a lot of vendors will come and a lot of the public, because there's our opportunity to get together and do things. Pam Conrad is going to be running the concession stand, so she's going to have a lot of tasty treats.
Oh, she's good.
So,
okay.
Oh, man, is she.
Uh-huh.
So I'm hoping everybody comes by for lunch, sees what's new. We're going to open the doors at 9 o'clock for the vendors and from 10 to 2 for all of the public. So come on down, see what's happening at the Cultural Center for Saturday Market. And enjoy yourself. Have
now,
a good day here.
Do you know the policy, if people are not vaccinated, they should wear a mask, right?
Yes.
Okay.
If they're not vaccinated, please put your mask on. Let's not be tempting fate and sharing what we don't want to share.
Mm-hmm.
Or catching what you don't want to catch.
Right.
So if you haven't been vaccinated, please wear your mask when you come in. It's just a good thing to do, a good policy, and the university also requires that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I want to mention is 1 week from today, on July 23rd, is going to be a celebration of life for Father Chuck Peterson.
Yeah.
Here at the Cultural Center. Folks who want to donate and bring for the potluck, bring food. We will be here from 12 to 5 taking it in and setting it up and putting it out or putting it in the refrigerator as needed. So please, I'll be here from noon on and happy to do that. Or you can call me at 543-4538 and for more information, I'd be happy to talk to you about it. I believe the celebration is from, I think it starts at 6 or 6:30 that evening here at the Cultural Center. So it's our chance to pay back or to pay homage to Chuck, Father Chuck, who was a really wonderful man. And
and what, remind me what night it is again? Is it?
That's Friday. Friday
next,
night.
Next Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
That's the 23rd, I believe. Yes, 23rd.
Okay.
So, if anyone has any questions, please call me or stop by the Cultural Center. I'll be happy to chat with them.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Awesome. All right, bye. Okay, I'm going to read another anonymous email. The email goes like this. The federal and state should look at the calendar to consider optimal drying weather for fish. Many families lost their fish that became sour and moldy from the rainy openings on June 28th and July 2nd. It's not hard to consult with Mother Nature. Okay, thank you for that. I did wonder about that, about the how the fish were doing in the last days in June when it was so rainy and wet and overcast and not very sunshiny. All right, so our numbers here are 543-5985-543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And as I mentioned, you can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. And I have another email to read. I wasn't sure if this person wanted to be anonymous, so I'll keep the name anonymous. The email goes like this. I'm writing today about the disgusting events that transpired last night at the ONC multipurpose building. The Planning Commission met and passed some proposed regulations to bed and breakfasts in Bethel that would eliminate some housing options in Bethel, which further exacerbates our housing shortages, which further drives our rent and housing prices up. I personally went to the meeting and asked for the members to affirm they're not receiving income from rentals and were not pleased by this request. Stosh, I believe it was him, called a point of order saying it was disrespectful. I cannot definitively say who called for the point of order because it was just a male voice coming from cyberspace. Kathy Hansen also took great offense to my inquiry. I attempted to explain it was in the name of transparency, which we desperately need in this community. The members who voted to pass the legislation that I have found to have rental businesses so far are as follows. Stanley Hoffman, Kathy Hansen, Alex Wazurski, and I found an expired license for Lori Bradbury, but perhaps he's operating under a different name. I feel like Lauren Bradbury and Bonnie still have rentals here in Bethel. Excuse me. I think it's important for the people of Bethel to know the people helping make our laws and regulations are not fully disclosing their personal interests or stakes in the matter. For example, a citizen who called in spoke about what he liked and didn't like about the regs. He felt the need to disclose he owned a hotel in town, and that to me was above and beyond, showing integrity on his part. Honor. I'm concerned some of our public servants may be self-serving, and I certainly hope the Ethics Committee will look into this. Thank you. All right, so that's the email. And our lines are open, and we don't have any other emails in line, so feel free to call in. We have, I was going to make one announcement. That today, Friday, which is July 16th, there's a 12-hour drift net opening on the Kuskokwim River from 6 a.m. this morning to 6 p.m. tonight. Again, that's a 12-hour drift net opening. All right. Today's a great day to be out there fishing, that's for sure. Okay. Again, lines are open. It looks like our weather is going to hold for some of the weekend. Today it's mostly sunny, patchy morning fog. Highs in the mid-50s to upper 60s inland and in the mid-50s along the coast. Tonight, it's mostly clear in the evening, then becoming cloudy. Lows in the 40s to lower 50s. And tomorrow, Saturday, for Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta, it's going to be mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 60s to lower 70s inland and in the 50s along the coast. And then for the lower Kuskokwim Valley, today is sunny, highs in the 60s to 70s, and tonight it'll be clear, lows in the upper 40s to mid-50s, and Saturday it'll be mostly partly cloudy, highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. All right, so our weather so far seems to be doing okay. And again, our lines are open, and you can call us at 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Tomorrow is Saturday market. Doors open at 10 for shoppers, and Pam Conrad will be making very delicious food that you can purchase. And the food at Saturday market always tends to be very delicious. So I'm looking forward to that. Are you going to go to Saturday market tomorrow, Luke?
Probably not. I don't really go to those things.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Yeah. We have another caller here.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Hold on.
All right. So he's going to type in the name there. All right, so Patrick Pavila is on the line. Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for calling.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, is there, my name is Patrick Pavila from Tungutulak, and I'm calling to check who I can reach to get a number to so we can request an audit for a village under CARES Act. You know anybody out there that has a number or who I can reach?
To do an audit? Is that what you're asking?
For that CARES Act thing.
Kerza.
Yeah.
I don't know off the top of my head, but I wonder if you would, if you called AVCP, if that someone there would have some information for you.
Okay. I thought I saw something on Facebook, and I tried that number, but it's always a recording. It was a BIA number.
Mm-hmm.
And it just had a recording, and I just wanted, if anybody out there in the Delta knows a number, if you can give me a call or something.
Okay. All right, Patrick, at Tuntutuliak. All right.
Yes.
Good. All right, thank you.
Okay, Guyana.
Okay, Guyana. Good morning. Okay, so I don't really know if anyone knows a number. You could even let me know, and I can read it over the air if Patrick's listening, and to request an audit for the CARES funding. I'm not sure about that. Okay. Well, our lines are open and our email's open. we're going to take, is it almost time, Luke, for the little break we take?
Yeah, in about like a minute or two.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I figured we were pretty close to that. Yeah, so if you would like to call, I'm going to give out the numbers again, and you can just write them down and have them ready, and then after the break, excuse me, you can give us a call at 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. There's been a lot of news that KYUK has been reporting on. So maybe one of those stories is something that you'd like to comment on, and you're welcome to do that. Or even on national events that you feel has an impact on our region, you're welcome to call in about that. I've actually had people send me a poem that they've written, and I've read that over the air. So Talkline is kind of a all-encompassing show, really run by the callers. So we're going to go to our usual short break. And this is KYUK, 640 AM. I'm Diane McGachran, and hope to talk to you soon.
Fish Talk is back. Tune in for weekly updates on Kuskokwim salmon fishing all summer long, Thursdays at 1 p.m. That's Fish Talk, Thursdays at 1 p.m. on 640 a.m. KYUK.
Yuchten kanam chinikni chukni yuk nauten unakumi apatami atakumi su kasatun kanam chitkingot hun. Hwani KYUK 640 a.m. Mani mamtirishakmi.
My name is Avery Hoffman, and I am from Bethel. I feel honored to be one of the first youth on the Executive Council of the Kuskokwim River Inner Tribal Fish Commission, and more importantly, to have been approached by Robert Lacander and being appointed by the ONC Council to take his place there. The Fish Commission has to make hard decisions in order to protect Chinook. As Fish Commissioners, we bring the interests of our residents to fisheries management and work to make sure the resource survives. We know that if we harvest like we did in the past, the resource may not survive. So we have to find a balance balance of fishing and conserving and hope that people will understand. I'm happy to be a part of an organization that involves local community input throughout the season. We do our best to ensure that the salmon return for generations so our children and grandchildren may be able to use this key resource to survive. I hope that I can serve as a leader for my generation to get involved in the survival of our salmon and our culture. This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River Inner Tribal Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
Donlin Goldock, Jalista Corporation, Akluyochtutkin, Gunk Emiris Kluki Subsistence Community Advisory Committee Gunning. Una committee abhtorer galoni, nasnurist naritnik bijeria reitnik su, yut nrangnak saram klu, danlin gold minek, urin kluki nau jimasch gagun, nasnuritnak schrid without 20, letstalkdanlin.com. Una bunarifkara danlin gold.
We need water to stay healthy. Alaskans use this precious resource to clean, cook, and stay hydrated. Water plant operators in communities across the state protect our health by providing safe water and sanitation service. Whether water is piped to your home, available at a washateria, or delivered by a haul vehicle, it's the expertise and dedication of hardworking Alaskans that make it possible. Thank your local water plant operator today. This message brought to you by the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to go to Fritz from Bethel. Good morning, Fritz. Thank you for waiting.
Good morning, Diane. This is Fritz. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Oh, doing great.
Awesome.
Yeah, quite a few things. But first off, you just mentioned about the fish, how the fish were, the last two openers, majority of the people, I probably say 75% worth, the subsistence fishermen, majority of their fish were gone to waste.
Oh.
And then, yeah, if they weren't wasted, if they didn't get destroyed, the people that got them going, that's were able to salvage them, were outside at their smokehouse 24/7. Trying to keep them dry and get the heat going and whatnot. And look at our the people in Oregon, Seattle. All the people in West Coast, they no longer have subsistence rights. And guess where we're heading?
Mm-hmm.
We every year we always talk about and complain about the high seas fisheries. Yeah. Do you think people on KYK is going to care what we say about the high seas fisheries? Because people like Dan Sullivan, Lisa Murkowski, Don Young, and all the state government people, they're getting rich off of the high seas fisheries. And do you think they're going to care what we say and complain about the trawlers?
Mm.
No. They're just going to say, these are just natives. We can give them more food stamps. We can give them more unemployment for their disasters. You might not like to hear what I say, but it's the truth. That's how the government operates. Yeah, they're going to bait us for more TANF, more food stamps, more whatever, more tax breaks. It's a sore eye or a sore, it's hard to hear, but it's the truth. How are we going to fix it? Well, let's just keep following what the federal managers say or the state fish and game says every year.
Mm-hmm.
And see what happens. Look at Donlin Gold. They just got permitted 12 permits.
Yeah, 12 water permits, yep.
And then what now? Gee whiz, all you Celestia shareholders, you guys say you guys own Celesta? No, the Celesta owns you. that it doesn't go the other way around. Chalista owns you. You are going to do what Chalista says because of the money, of the dividend that you're going to get. Oh, man, you're going to get so rich off of Chalista. You know, that's another thing, you know, with this permanent fund dividend also. You know, keep voting for those same idiots, those same representatives. You all know who they are. Just keep voting for them. Just keep voting for them. PFD, look at our power cost equalization now. It's been stripped. Will it ever come back? Nobody knows. There goes our PFD and there goes our power cost equalization. All because of the same person that you want to vote for. That's it. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Thanks, Fritz. Okay. All right. You can read some of the topics that Fritz brought up. There's some stories at the KYUK website at the news desk that you might be interested in. You know, the Kuskokwim chums are still at record lows, although the Reds are coming in strong, and there's a story about that. And you can go to the webpage and just scroll down the KYUK.org webpage. Regarding an email I got earlier, there's a story that gives a little more information about the Bethel Planning Commission, and on their agenda last night was to consider a dispensary permit, which is to sell marijuana, and changes to the bed and breakfast rules. So if you want to read a little bit more about that, you can. And our lines are open, and you can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. You know, there was a story in that KYUK did on the Bethel Youth Litter Patrol. So I just want to give a shout-out to those young people. This is a group of teens that are helping the environment little by little. They are sponsored by ONC, and they pick up trash around Bethel. They sort through the recyclables, the cans and plastic, and they learn about the environment. And pollution and recycling. So anyway, I really appreciate those youth. If you see them, you know, just tell them thank you, because it really, our town looks so much better when people have done the green up. It's absolutely noticeable, and it kind of feels good to see it. We're going to go to John Nick for a second time. Good morning, John. Welcome back.
I was listening to the last caller about the Jalissa Corporation.
Yes.
Well, to begin with, when we started voting, all the directors that are on there now used to have a term, 2-year term, and the term directed that we turn over to new directors every 2 years. See, they got locked in there where they're going to stay there because they're making the money off of Jalissa, and they're going to make sure that they have every intention to keep the same directors on there. If you look way in the past, we have the same directors. Whatever happened to the terms? We don't have no more terms. It's under Jalissa terms now. If you want to begin with that hearsay, if you want to follow by the rules and laws of your corporation, do so. Don't give us another hypothetical answer by saying we have the same directors going over them because the people voted. It's you that votes that made the people interact to where they are now. It's like the person said, we don't have no choice. We're locked in there. We need to rehash this and reprogram the voting procedures where they can reenact the terms that they introduced. And that way we'll have turnovers, maybe different ideas on how to run a corporation. Better ideas,
mm-hmm,
instead of holding off on one, you know, Donald and Crick, Donald and Crick, Donald and Crick. We're going to get rich off of that $100 a month. Oh,
uh-huh.
Wow. That'd take 1,000 years before we were rich. We'd have $100,000, by golly.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to reiterate on that. Thank you.
Okay. Stay out of the water.
Yeah,
all right.
Yes.
Bye. All right, we're going to go to Stephen Alexi from Nebraska. Hello, Stephen.
Yeah, good morning, Stephen Alexi, Nebraska.
Good morning.
The previous caller before John had some conflicting, talks of, government being providing food stamps and all that stuff. Yesterday there was fish talk, and I called in and did a little research on my own, found out that AVM was intercepting nearly a million chums that are bound for one of these rivers,
Mm-hmm.
Everything's at the tip of our finger nowadays. Everybody has cell phones. They should be able to look it up and see where all the chums went. For the state of Alaska, commercial fishing is a high interest because it provides income. But we need to make some kind of agreement between Area M and these rivers, Yukon, Kuskokwim, even Norton Sound area, because these chum salmon, are for our elders who are ailing, and the chum is very easy on their stomach and their body compared to king salmon, reds, and silvers.
Oh, that's interesting. And that's interesting.
And then this morning I came, there's an opening. I believe this federal takeover needs to back off on this fishing because I only saw like six boats between Nepauskiak and Bethel for this opener. So it's time to lift the restriction. Majority of the people, are nearly done with their fishing. I'll be out this afternoon getting what I need to get to JAR. Our management needs to step down and open it because a lot of the fish, people that were fishing and going back and forth, have, turned sour. You need to keep that smokehouse going. And the rain wasn't just for 2 weeks. It was for nearly a month.
Right, right.
Things turn sour when there's moisture. And, those that were not able to keep their fish in the heat, like smoke going, their fish probably turned sour. So, good morning.
Bye. Good morning. Thank you, Stephen. Oh, okay. I have an email that I'm going to read. And the email title is Mercy, Kindness, and Long Suffering. The email goes like this. In the spirit of kindness and unity, the traditional Native family and its long-standing structure should always be revered and upheld today. Love is truly central in each respective household. No relationship can continue to exist without forgiveness and reconciliation. Our society may continue to change, but not everyone subscribes to the new cultures and ways that are being bombarded upon our Indigenous families. The preservation of traditional family values should never be minimized or attacked, but truly honored. The long-standing traditional values of the Alaska Native families will survive. Have a wonderful day. All right. Well, that was a beautiful email. Thank you for that. And I wanted to also point out, now there's something interesting that's going to be happening up at YK, the hospital on the outside. At the main entrance, there's a section because there's going to be a sculpture put in there. And you can read more about this, and there's some photos at the KYUK website. But it's going to be a bronze life-size depiction of Fish Camp. So they're ready to be installed, so that's why you see some construction crews out in the front there preparing the area, and they're waiting for the right weather conditions so they can pour the concrete. But these are going to be life-size bronzes of, and they'll be like, I think there's hanging fish, and there's a young person, an older person. So it's going to be really beautiful and fun to see that, and it'll be there outdoors all year long. So I think that's really cool. All right. Our lines are open again, and we've had different calls about, encouraging people to get vaccinated, being careful out on the tundra where the moss might cover a deeper body of water than you might realize, and you, like John, may just walk right into it up to your neck, and different ideas about fisheries and what's happening with fish populations, especially the salmon populations on the Kuskokwim River. A note about Donlin wins a dozen water rights permits, and there's a story about that at KYUK that you can read about. So that is some of the highlights of news, and you're welcome to call and comment on any of that or bring a new idea that you want to talk about. So our numbers here are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. All right. I thought I had an email, but I don't have an email. All right, yeah, our lines are open, and we'll just kind of let people call in.
So I've noticed you've, like, had Flower Talk or something like that with Grady.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at you. Now, Luke, I thought you were too shy to get on the air, but good for you. No, you know what? I do kind of let people know what flowers they should be looking out for. Now, right now, and I think I've explained about this flower, there's one called the sundew, which is a carnivore, so it eats insects, little black flies and mosquitoes, gnats, and it catches them by these little droplets that are on the leaf, and the droplets look like dew, but they're really sticky secretions. Anyway, that plant actually has a flower, and the flower is on a stem that seems no wider than one of your hairs. I mean, this is a tiny stem, slender stem, little white flower, and so you have to kind of be looking around for that. Right now, the sundew is very small, but there'll be a lot of them, and they're usually on some damp, flat moss, and then you'll see them there. So anyway, that's one flower report. Then I have a second one I'll report on in a minute, but I'm going to go to Cesari, who's on the line. Hello, Cesari.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's nice morning.
Yes.
No mosquitoes, not many, though.
No, it seems okay.
Yeah, it seems, they're okay. They're in there, all right? They're going back, no worries. It's a kind of... But anyway, talking about a couple of subjects in there.
Okay.
Nick is wrong because, you know, if you have director or leaders, political leaders or director or business, 2 years, you know, why not change every 1 month or every week, you know? This 2 years is short time for... develop any business, to improve any business. And if somebody doing really good, like BNC or Celista or ONC, if he's good man, you can kick him out. You just keep develop business and see what they do. With 2 years, that is short term for develop some progress with any business, any business. To get progress, to be in myself, know how it's hard to break in and how to you have to work up, and with the big corporation is I believe the same thing. They have paid lots of money. If they make it any progress, that's fine. But with one hand, they're screaming, close up gold mine. Don't allow it. Everybody screaming, close up. No, we don't need it. We don't need the money. We don't need anything. on the other hand, the company will get $100 a year dividend. We're talking $25 billion, which should be get to Lista from the gold mine profit for the shareholders. They're denying that. Those people, no way. Give us money for basketball. Give us money for, donate money for that and that and that, and sticking their hands from every direction. And when the, okay, but to get you the money, we have to develop the business. Maybe it's dangerous business, maybe it's not dangerous business. Everybody predicting already there be disaster. You know, if you predict yourself, you'll be skull going bump, you stay in home on your butt. But even the worst scenario, disaster. I came from the country where they've been polluted so bad. And when the communists vanished, that river with 3 years was perfect, clear river. The fish come back from nowhere, everything. Before that, there was frog jumping, and with about 15 minutes, they was dead. They were so polluted, so whatever was in that river, you know, see anything 5 inches. Mother Nature cleaned themselves. Even you wipe up all fish from the up to down, 1 year broke down, them so crap. I warrant you, maybe that year not get fish, but with 2 years, 1 year, there will be, that is worst scenario. There will be cleanup. There will be recovery. And we have to get to succeed in the life and give the job an opportunity to new people. We have to get them chances to get the money to this new generation, to send the kids to good schools and stuff. Not you just pushing everybody. No, no. You just go on the subsistence and you'll be fine. Of course that is important. Subsistence is important and protected. This, nobody won't talk about those polluting villages and better dumping the waste, water and everything with the chemicals to the river. I've been talking about so many years about that, but nobody won't talk this. This is stopping the business what they try to develop. That's what the, and there was one subject. Another one, we have another shooting on somewhere on 6th Avenue. Somebody gets shot to face with the bullets go through his mouth or something. Why we never hear anything in this freaking radio? Why we don't, what is in Anchorage or Washington or LA, some car crash chasing, proceeding? We're here in Alaska, in here in Battle. In Battle, is the crime committed is pretty much.
Well, wait, Cesari, there was just a story on the recent shooting marks third Korean cab driver violently attacked in Bethel on KYUK.
No, after I mentioned that, let's talk line, there was three cops being shot, and so they come out with the story after 15 years, with the 15 years period, I mentioned my pastor with the let's talk line, because they're not going, there'll be no talking, nothing at all. You've been listening. I talked to you, I guess, and I mentioned that. And now they come out with the third story, the story what I tell. But if there was another shooting, and if those bust in the drugs and stuff, we don't have, looks like we have perfect town. No drugs, no alcohol, no nothing. We have perfect town, according to the law enforcement. They can do nothing, they're saying. So why we need them? We can get by. Oh, yes, many ways to get busted and get them charged, but nobody want it. Nobody want push harder this. Let everybody get poisoned with the drugs and heavy liquor. So many young people died last week, and after the Friday, some girl died, 33-year-old. And you just every few days is somebody with no young, with is under the control now. Overdose or whatever they're doing is not right in there, and nobody won't talk. You know, I think it's not right. It's not. We don't need to, why we not doing like Wasilla having troopers? No police.
Okay.
Yeah,
you might have to wind up here.
Hook over up who? Police no want to release information to the media, or media no want to release information to the public. There is something. I guess I don't have more time. So, I'll let you go and let you that line open for some time again. Thank you. Have a good morning.
Okay. Thank you, Cesari. Okay. Well, KYUK does have a story on the recent shooting of a Korean cab driver here in town who will recover from his injuries. So if you would like to call in about that, you're welcome to. And you can find that story at the KYUK webpage. And I think it's probably on the front of the page because it's a recent story that by Greg Kim. All right. So lines are again open. So you may want to call in and share about any of the, there's lots of really great stories on at the KYUK Facebook page. I mean, Facebook page. It's there too, but also at their webpage. So tune into, now coming up on the show, as a matter of fact, you can tune into KYUK today to hear about last week's shooting of a Korean cab driver, how last week's shooting of a Korean cab driver is affecting other cab drivers. I'm going to ask either Luke or Gabby if you could tell me what time that people can listen to that. That'd be great.
I'm not actually sure. I think it'd be good for the web post on kyuk.org.
Okay. Well, sometime today, there's going to be a show talking a little bit about how it's affecting cab drivers, so maybe one of you can find out. We'll find out at the break, and I'll let people know. As a matter of fact, we are going to go on a little break. So I'm Diane McGachran. This is Talk Line on 640 AM, and Luke is in the booth, and we will be back in about 2 minutes. Thank you.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or Board of Directors.
Fish Talk is back. Tune in for weekly updates on Kuskokwim salmon fishing all summer long, Thursdays at 1 p.m. That's Fish Talk, Thursdays at 1 p.m. on 640 a.m. KYUK.
Protect your young athlete with the proper gear and healthcare coverage. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium.
Hello, my name is Gerald Camera of Kalskag, Alaska, and my Yupik name is Dama Vala, and I'm in the Fish Commission. Elders and scientists have told us that our salmon are only getting smaller. At the Fish Commission, we work to stop exploiting our salmon because each one of our salmon tributaries count, and we want every salmon tributary to continue to be abundant and to serve our people. What we're doing is working. I've been a part of the commission to work to be supportive with taking the measures necessary to watch the salmon and the people of the Kuskokwim grow from the beginning to the end, and I don't see no end because we're going to continue to grow.
This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River in a Tribal Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
Okay, hello everyone. Welcome back. We have a couple of callers lined up. I do want to say that the question about the recent shooting of the third Korean cab driver, that story will be on the KYUK News. There's not an actual show discussing it. It's more of a story that you'll hear more about if you listen to the news later this afternoon. All right, we're going to go to Mike from Bethel. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Diane.
Hey.
Thanks. Yeah, this is Mike Schatz calling this morning. Yeah, just a couple things here. You know, we've had a couple of nice days, and, you know, everybody's been out having fun. But I just have to call in about the four-wheelers and the dust and bad behavior. And so having said that, I know there was at the council meeting on Tuesday night there was two council members and council member comments. That would be Henderson and Barr. I got to give a big shout out to them. They brought it up. I'm hoping that, you know, I'm calling to encourage them. We've got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a horrible accident out on the highway. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate. You know, I think we've all seen it. Law enforcement sees these guys, and they don't, you know, it's like they look the other way and just keep on going.
Because it is
so
illegal, right?
Absolutely.
And
those
there are
things
signs.
Are not licensed for any kind of on-road use, period.
What about on the shoulder? But it's also illegal to be on the shoulders
exactly.
Where the dust is. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's my whole point here. So, mm-hmm. I mean, if these guys were out there being courteous, slowing down when there's people out walking. You know, I mean, you see it every day. There's people out, you know, trying to enjoy the nice day, and there's two or three four-wheelers go by and going 40 miles an hour. And
yep.
The people are dusted.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's just, you know, so.
Well, actually, when there's been four-wheelers, there were a few four-wheelers in a row, and they came blasting by. And for a few seconds, I had zero visibility. There was a car ahead of me, and it was a little unnerving because I didn't want to slow down because there was a car behind me, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I literally cannot see. And then it, you know, was okay, but I don't really like that.
And that happens many, many times every day,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, it's out of control. I mean,
yeah.
If you look at the brand-new highway we got last year, you look at the side of the new highway that's a year old, those machines have totally torn up the shoulder.
Yeah.
Of the brand new highway out on the state highway.
Right.
And, you know, this ripping up and down the neighborhoods, you know, if they would slow down and go in a residential area, you know, I probably wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah. Well,
but it's out of control.
They only have to go 15 miles an hour. And I know that's slow if you're trying to get somewhere, but if you go 15 miles an hour, I do when I'm on the side roads. Because
uh-huh.
I look in my rearview mirror, there's literally, like, no dust.
Yeah.
If I just go ahead and putter along, and there's nowhere I have to be, like, in any urgency.
And that
so.
Was going to be my next point, Diane. Where do you have to be, and, you know, why do you have to be going 50 miles an hour?
Right.
We've got a very limited amount of road here, you know. So I don't understand what the hurry is here.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, that's
okay.
That's my point. I want to encourage the council members that have spoken up about this to please follow through. It's not getting any better.
Yeah,
it is definitely not getting any. So anyway, Diane, thanks. And,
thanks for calling.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, take care. All right, we're going to go to Sarah from Bethel. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Diane. This is Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. Hi.
I want to voice out my opinion.
Go ahead.
You know, the people that I know that I grew up with and I have fished with, they start, you know, in end of May and June, and they try as much as they can to get as many fish that they can. People never go and be the people would never go beyond what they can handle for the winter because they never want leftovers from this winter. They'd rather have, you know, finish them at the end of the year and then start new. So they never want leftovers from last year. But so they fish end of May to June. And June is a time to get fish and hang the fish so they won't go to waste. They try to beat the rainy season in July because in July the rainy season will ruin the fish. And you don't want to ruin the fish. You try as much as you can to keep that fish, you know, edible.
Mm-hmm.
And so people that regulates the fishing season needs to get to know about these things. So people will not waste the fish. People don't want to eat, you know, rotten fish. They don't want to eat stink fish. They don't want to eat fish that had gotten bad. So the first few weeks in June, end of May in June, depending on the fish that's coming in, is the time to dry fish. So people will not ruin and throw away fish. I never like people throwing away fish. And it frustrates me and get me mad. Mm-hmm. I wish I could, or people could understand this and let our lawmakers, whoever makes these rules, to stand up to them and talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
This is our subsistence way of life. This is how we do it before rainy season. So people call in, you know, I'll talk, nothing in the end. If you're going to talk, stand up to these people and do something and try and do something. At least if there's more of you put together, they listen. And if we educate our people, because our people have known the seasons that lived here long enough to get to know when to hang up fish. And lastly, I want to mention, let's remember people that are still getting COVID, that are not vaccinated, getting sick, and some of the people that are still suffering from long-term COVID. And let's keep them in our prayers and keep them in our good thoughts, and I happen to be one of them. So it's not a very good feeling. I'm still suffering from January. So you guys have a good day and enjoy the fish. And I really wish I could be out there, but I cannot at this time. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Sarah.
Bye.
All right, thank you. We're going to go to Joe from Bethel. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
You too.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
You got pretty good good topics today. I'd like to bring one up.
Sure.
You know, this. You put your hand in the cookie jar too many times, sooner or later you're going to get caught, meaning look at Donald Trump's chief financial officer. You know, he's as corrupt as he is, and how he almost turned this our nation into a one-sided country. It's amazing what one person can do if they really believe in what they think is called power. But even being a president, we did our best to impeach him, but it never happened. But when he finally ran his term out, everything started coming up, and you know, you start to find out the truth about somebody when they try to act normal like anybody else. But that tells you there's a lot of corruption going on everywhere in the world, even including Bethel. You know, there's so much corruption here, we don't even see it or talk about it because people are afraid to speak up. And, you know, things like that. And Johnny brought up the fact about Chilista and how they got the voting set up to where they all tell us it's up to us, the voters, to who we want in there. That might be true to a certain extent, but I kind of agree with what John said. And then I've been talking about this for quite a while, and everybody knows that I've talked about four-wheelers and snow machines. I've always talked about it, always brought it up, and nobody seemed to believe me until we have an accident, which is terrible, but it's not the person's fault I was got hit. It's the person I was driving under the influence or driving while intoxicated. But, you know, what are we going to wait for? Somebody to die, then do something about it? That seems always to be the case when something arises in any community, irregardless of the circumstances. You take big communities like Chicago, there's, 10 to 15, 20 people die a day because of shooting? You know, I mean, and look at Bethel. There's starting to be shootings. If we had them, they're very seldom happen every so many decades. Now they're happening every couple of years, and somebody's getting shot, and it's a certain ethnic group, but it's not about that. It's about the person that did the crime that has something in their mind against a certain group of people, but it's not our fault that person is that way. So anyway, you know, we need to do our best to work together, stand up for what we believe in. You know, the more we stand together, the farther we'll get, like that lady said. If you speak up and believe in yourself and you know you're right, and just try to get the other side to see the benefits of what it'll do for both parties, like us, the people that are indigenous, and this is our way of life, and let the people that conduct overseeing the management of any kind of species, including fish, animals. Look at the moose moratorium. I'll give you an example, the moose moratorium. We had a, what, five-year, seven-year moratorium? Look at all the moose that's here now. Because they thought it was in the best interest of the people so we could have moose. And, things do work if people cooperate and work with each other on the differences and come up with a solution. And there's no reason why whatever issues that are going on within this, our own community, people need to get together with the officials that are, like the feds are overseeing the fishing. They need to have a meeting with the feds and, ask them for a meeting and get the local and village corporations to help us against these type of issues, because that's what their job is. We got ONC, BNC, we got Solista, and then all the village corporations. If we don't stand up, like right now, everybody not happy with Donlin Gold because of what could happen. If enough people stand up, enough corporations stand up, and tell the states how they feel, they shouldn't be issuing this permit to mine that up there in Donlin. You never know. Speak up, like the lady said. If you don't speak up and defend yourself and believe in what's right for you, we don't know. There's outcome is different. It just depends on how you feel as a person. But we have, they always think about conservation. They're thinking about our kids and grandkids. That's true. That's good. But you have to find ways to management to where everybody's happy instead of everybody fighting against each other and complaining about this, complaining about that. Like the lady said, quit complaining, start speaking up. So everybody knows that the only way it's going to work if people get together and work as a group of people, and then let the people that know that are managing whatever they're doing might not be working, and there's certain ways to come up with a solution for anything.
Okay.
But like I said, mm-hmm. Look at Donald. He finally got caught. It's just mm-hmm. a matter of whether or not he's going to be part of the prosecution to get prosecuted for what his chief financial officer did. So,
okay. Goes
to show you, no matter who you are or what kind of power you think you have, there's no such thing as power. It's just an illusion.
All right. Thank you.
All righty.
All right.
Oh, also, be safe. Drive
uh-huh.
careful. And I heard what you said about your incident with the four-wheeler. So that's, I've been telling you for a while, haven't I?
Yeah. No, we all, a lot of people are. I'm not really sure why there are no citations being issued, but here you go. Well, we'll just have to keep talking about it, I guess.
Keep talking about it until something happened, or wait till somebody died, then what?
Why do we
need to get to that point? We don't need to.
Hope it doesn't.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Have a good day. All right, we're going to go to Russ from Chelista. Russ or Ross?
Hey, Diane, this is Russ.
Russ, okay. Gotcha.
Hey, right. I wanted to reach out again about Chelista education. And the fact that Chelista education and culture is reaching out to upcoming seniors, those who are on track to graduate in 2022.
Okay.
And that's within the LKSD, the LYSD, and the Gusbuck and UP school districts. I wanted to reach out to see if anyone who knows students who are on track to graduate this coming school year about the Taekwing Dunglini program.
Mm.
That's the partnership between Alaska Humanities Forum and Chelista Education and Culture. And basically right now they're recruiting for students in that age range. And what the Taekwing Dunglini program is it basically lets you learn about some of the options for education and training after high school, and includes things like individual mentoring sessions, career planning, and virtual group sessions with possible week-long travel in the fall, depending on the current situation at that time. And then it'll also have speakers and presenters. And the thing that ties it together with the Chelista education side of it is learning about Yuyuk. That's the Yupik way of being
mm-hmm.
from Yupik elders. And that would just, to find out more about it, would be going to chelistaeducation.org and, referencing Tengluni. That's T-E-N-G-L-U-N-I. And you can reference people to go to that website and find that section of it. And there's an application right there for students to complete.
Okay, so they can go to Chelista Education, one word, dot
yeah.
org, O-R-G.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right, ChelistaEducation.org.
And then the Tengluni program.
Tengluni.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, Russ.
Thanks, Diane.
Have a great day.
Take care. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to welcome Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning to you both and people of the Waikei Delta.
Mm.
Just like the commercial say on KYUK. We're on KYUK for giving this talk show. We have the freedom to give our view and our opinions. If you don't like what's being said, that's why God gave you a thumb and index finger. You could turn off the radio.
Yes, that is
anyway,
why they, God gave you that.
I'm agreeable with Joe.
Uh-huh.
But on fishing, and I'm glad maybe state and feds fishing game finally realizing or complaining on high seas fishery, an interception on area M and false pass are finally being heard, and I encourage people to continue to complain. And I hope that's on the AVCP convention agenda on that interception taking place. Why? Me and my people on the Yukon and Kuskokwim were always first to be on restrictions and first to be blamed on what I call them causes undue hardship and stress. And it's what the Yukon or Yukon people are experiencing right now, I believe. Knuckling and that's not right. And I agree with John Nick on Solister and BNC. That COVID money goes to the people of the rural areas and all the shareholders. When they're going to have input on how to spend it. Why? 525 PFD, no fishing, commercial fishing. And my people on our people on the Yukon, and there's 3 miles to the Yukon River, Black River. That's the coastal people, middle mouth, the Chemo, Levenock. North mouth is Kotlik. Man, rural Alaska's going to need that help. Food, bills. I hope they're listening. I hope they have a heart to do that, and that's where the money's supposed to be going anyway.
Yeah.
But in closing, it's berry picking time. Water's low, and them grassy areas, the grasses are high. What I do is like a 9-foot pole,
mm-hmm.
I tie it to my front bow and tie like a bag up on top. And it's pretty good. Even the water's low, the oncoming boats can't see you due to the high grass and low water. And that's what I do when I hit the grassy areas, them sloughs, and people know what I'm talking about. Even CB and VHF antennas will do on them instead of avoiding a collision there. And slow down. The berries ain't going anywhere to where you're going, especially on them curves. And be safe in the usual PFDs. Don't drink. And what can I say? Guayana, and good morning. I'm glad you're doing Guayana for KYK for giving this talk show.
I'm glad you called. Thank you. Have a good afternoon. All right, we're going to go to Tony from Bethel. Good morning, Tony.
Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Just wanted to say hi. This is Sunny.
Oh, Sunny. Sunny, yeah.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, Sunny.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, that was Sunny. All right, so, you know, there's this great show on Coffee at KYUK called A Bite Out of Bethel. And next Thursday, and this is where they're interviewing people about a food that's really embedded in their culture that has meaning. And so next week, host Tamron Hodge will take a look at KYUK archival manager Gabby Highstand Salgado's dish, the Columbia arepa, which has been an ever-present comfort throughout the struggles of finding her identity as a Colombian American. Not to sound too corny, but this week's or next Thursday's discussion is sure to be amazing, if you think of M-A-I-Z-E, corn, that kind of amazing. All right, so we just have a few minutes left, and we're going to go to Joe for round two. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, I forgot to mention our good governor vetoed the power cost equalization for the rural communities.
Yep.
So goes to show you what kind of governor we have, and that too bad that recall didn't go through. So.
Well, I think they're still working on that.
Well, I hope they are, because we definitely need to recall him and get rid of him. And then, you know, that PFD amount?
Yeah.
They're crying about their budget because they don't know how to manage a budget and maintain a state. So that goes to tell you they're taking our money and playing with it and using it for what they think is best for the state of Alaska. By them using that and stealing our money, that's another thing. That's big-time corruption right there. All in public, you know. So I don't know why we even have a governor that likes to take people's money away that belong to the people that qualify to receive that. So, you know, if everybody in the state of Alaska are not happy with their PFD, go sign that petition to recall the governor. And then he wants a copy of the list so he could see what he could do to commit crime against us. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just, you know, keep in mind that we have to think of each other, work with each other, protect each other, and stand up for what we feel is best for everybody in this community. We're all human beings. It don't matter what color you are, pink, blue, yellow, purple, green, whatever. We're human beings. We're going to make mistakes. We learn from them. We grow from them. But if we stand, we get a lot farther. Look at the people that stand behind Donald Day, right at the Capitol.
Mm.
That's all his supporters.
Yeah.
So we need to have our own supporters here in this Delta. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Okay. I'm going to mention that the swimming pool is open Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. Oh, who is getting up to go swimming at 5:30 a.m.? And 1:30 to 8:30 p.m. Vaccinated teens swim free on Wednesdays. Swimmers who are not yet vaccinated can reserve a space online by calling 543-0390. Come get your swim on. That's what they're saying at the YK Fitness Center. And if you're interested in becoming a lifeguard, call that number 543-0390 to find out more about how you can become a lifeguard. So thank you everyone for your calls and emails. Really appreciate it, and we look forward to talking again with you next Friday. You can listen to today's show again. It replays every Friday evening from 7 to 8:30. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and stay safe and sound. What you look like when you're doing what you're doing. What you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself. Express yourself. You're doing it on the moon, y'all.
Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Listen to Talkline Fridays at 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. You can listen to the replay at 7 p.m. on Friday evening, or listen to it at your convenience online at kyuk.org.
Fish Talk is back. Tune in for weekly updates on Kuskokwim salmon fishing all summer long, Thursdays at 1 p.m.